All right. I think yesterday, and partially my fault, we may have confused two things. We're trying very hard to explain Rashi. At the same time, we're working with that Tosfos Rosh. I think we might have inadvertently confused the Pshat and Rashi with the Tosfos Rosh. So let's sort of take a step back. Let's start with Rashi. We'll try to point out the problem with Rashi, the question with Rashi, explain the explanation of Rashi, and then move on to the other Rishonim and see if they're being Miyashiv Rashi or really they're saying a different Pshat. All right. So again, this is something of a review already, but I think it's important enough to spend some time with it. I think tomorrow we're going to move on to the next sugya of Hamakadosh B'Milva. So anyone that has time later today, if you want to start looking that over, that's in the middle of the Amun here, Amar Abaye Hamakadosh B'Milva. That's a decent-sized sugya. There's only a few lines of Gemara over here, but there's a lot to be discussed. All right, so that's going to be our next thing. In the meantime, we're talking about a case where a man says to a woman, "Harayat mutaras l'chaladim." So there's one of two possible cases in which that could be said. Either he's telling that to his wife, and he's sending her away, or he's telling that to his shifcha, and he's sending her away, he's freeing her. So the Gemara says, you say that to your wife, that's good. That's the essential language that you use when you divorce a woman, "Harayat mutaras l'chaladim." But if you say this to a shifcha, lo amar v'lo klum, you didn't say anything. It's useless. So why is that? So let's take a Rashi. Someone, Joni, you want to read Rashi for us? Lo Omar Klum. I'm sorry, Harat Mutaris. Second Rashi down. You don't want to read Rashi then? Okay, Joni?
Second down.
Yeah, is that what you guys have a place?
Of course.
Yes, yeah, second down. Going or throwing? Harat Mutaris.
Oh, Harat Mutaris. Rashi Gershon. It's a lashon of divorce.
Yeah.
Who it is? Lo lashon shifra.
What's the problem? So when you say harat mutaras, you're using divorce language to a shifcha, right? You're using divorce language for a non-marriage situation.
Ibas korin.
Mashvelah. If you're seeking to create, right, to make her mashvelah, to make her into a Bas Chorin, then what are you doing?
Ena Mutaris Lavadim.
Right. She's not Mutaris Lavadim anymore.
Ava Lashon Get.
That's a Lashon of a Get. How about Mutaris Lachodim is Lashon Get?
Isha Shematira.
Mm-hmm.
Lachol Shahaisa Asura Laval Yada.
Right. Anyone that was prohibited to her because of the previous marriage, he's telling her, no, now you're permitted to be with those people. Right? So what's Rashi's basic idea? Rashi's trying to explain why it's lo omar v'lo klum. So why is it lo omar v'lo klum?
Because you're using the wrong language.
Okay, good. Using the wrong language. What's wrong about it? Yeah, using language that's for Gershon. Good. So why is it work for Gershon but not over here? According to Rashi. Just some shot in Rashi. It works for Gershon but doesn't work over here. Why does it work for Gershon?
Because what does that mean that she's not, because you're saying that you're mutter to all men?
So what do you mean? All right, mutter to all them. Right, you're mutter to all men. All mankind.
Is she mutter anyway? Or no, if you're a slave, you can't marry.
Well, so let's start with the wife. Why does it work for a wife?
Oh, because
she's not mutaris.
While she's married, she's not mutaris. Now, basically, you're saying you're not married, you are mutaris. So that's okay.
So now is that a good way to get divorced?
Yes.
Oh.
That does work for divorce, but it doesn't work for a shifcha. Why? Because Rashi says that's not true. It's not true when you say, "All right, mutaris l'chol adam." Why is it not true? Because you're creating an Isser also. She's becoming Asura to the Eved. That's a simple Pshat in Rashi. Right? Let's explain again. Why is it okay for the woman? For the married woman? What's that?
She's
telling me now she's also to men because she's married to me. So now you tell, okay, you're permissible to men. It basically means you're not married anymore. You tell the Shivcha, you're mutaris to everybody. That's not true. Just go through the pshat. Why is it not true? Oh, because you're creating an Isser on an Eved.
What does that mean, you're creating an Isser?
Right now she's allowed to be with Avadim. That's her pool of men. Once you tell her that she's free, she finishes out the gears process that we saw yesterday, she can't be with an Eved anymore.
But the Shivcha. That's not creating, that's already, she's always...
Okay, good, so we're going to have to ask that question. So there are a few questions that we raised on this Rashi. The basic question, before we even saw the Rosh, was, one second, if you'll tell me that the problem is that I'm making the Shivcha Asura to some men, and that's why I can't say you Mutaris L'Chol Adam, right? I'm trying to clarify what we did yesterday. We said the problem with Rashi is that the time that he raises on the case of the Shivcha should also apply to the case of Ishus. I tell the Shivcha, you Mutaris L'Chol Adam, Rashi says that's not true because now she's Asura to who? To the Eved. Say the same thing for the Isha, divorced woman, the Grusha. I'm telling you, you Mutaris L'Chol Adam, that's good because you Mutaris L'Chol Adam.
No, it's not true.
You can't marry... Okay, you can't marry a Goy, you can't marry a Kohen, you can't marry certain relatives of mine.
An Eved.
You also can't marry an Eved. Right? It's not true. It's not true that she's Mutaris L'Chol Adam. So let's stick with Rashi for a second before we move over to the other Rishonim. Is that clear?
Does it mean that, like, practically, you're free agent to marry? Obviously, there's something that stops her.
Yeah.
But she's free to everyone, basically.
Yeah, wouldn't
have done. Are certain people, yeah, if you're that, you can't marry.
So what do you mean?
Or if somebody's married, or actually,
right. A man can marry more than one woman.
But wait, but what about a normal wife? Your wife, if you say you're free to all men, can she marry a slave?
Well, that's what they're saying. No.
But that's, she can, so, right.
That's the question. That's the question that we're raising.
Oh, okay. I need him slow.
No, it's good. I'm saying it's the same question. So we explained yesterday, and this is really the approach of Rav Yaakov Moshe Shurkin, that you have to look at the essence of the two processes. Now, when you look at what's happening with the Shivcha, it's different than what's happening with the Grusha. All right, but what happened was, I think and again, it's my fault, that we sort of forced this into Tosfos HaRosh. I don't believe Tosfos HaRosh is saying the same thing. So what we said for Rashi, based on that approach, was they're inherently different. What makes the Shivcha Mutaris to the Eved?
The same status.
The fact that she's a Shivcha. That's what allows her to be the Eved. So when I take that away, what did I do?
Finish the
slave. I forbade her to the Shivcha, to the Eved. I forbade her to the Eved. Why? Because there was one fact. She has a card. She carries around a card. She says she's a member of the Shivcha class. Right? That's what mati her to be with an Eved. Otherwise, Eved, she'd be a suitor to Eved also. Actually, now I take away that card and say, you're no longer a member of this class of people. Right? I revoke your membership. Once I revoke your membership, now, right then, I took away the very thing that allowed you to be with the Eved. That's it. You're a suitor to Eved. Right? So Rashi says, when you say Mutaris L'Chol Adam, that's not true, because your act of, so to speak, being mati her or freeing her is not simply one of being available to everybody. You just created an insert. It's not true. That's Rashi's problem. Rashi's problem is the language is not correct. It's not a language of being matir, it's, at least for her, it's a language of treating Isser. But what about the woman? So you ask me, the woman can't marry some relatives of mine. The woman can't marry a Kohen because she's a Grusha. Oh, so for that we said, no, that's not a direct result of what I just did. Right? It's not the fact that she's a Grusha which does, I'm sorry, it's not the fact that she's not married to me anymore. It's the fact that she now has the status of a Grusha. And as I took away her bond to me. Now, that didn't create the Isser. Because she's not married to me now, she can't be with the Kohen? No. She's not with me. That's what the Gershon does. Now, as a result, she has a status. She has a new status that results. It's a secondary product. It's not like the case of the Shivcha. The Shivcha, I created the Isser right away. This very thing that I took away created the Isser. With the case of the Grusha, no. She's now divorced. technically she's able to marry whoever she wants. Oh, but because she has a status of a grusha, now there's certain people that she can't marry. So for Rashi, that's not a problem. I can still say mutaris l'chaladam. Because insofar as what I did, yeah, I opened up her possibilities that she should be mutaris l'chaladam. Happens to be that secondarily she has this status that she receives that prevents her from marrying a kohen. Say again.
The
evidence. The
evidence. Yeah. Why is it one? My question is why.
For Rashi, it seems to be a problem with the language. You're describing what you're doing. You're inappropriately describing it. You're saying that you're being mad to her, but you're not only being mad to her. You're also answering her. Okay. But with the wife, you are being mad to her. You're being mad to her.
Right.
Okay. It's not your fault that there happens to be a secondary problem for a woman that's a divorcee. You're mad to her. Your release of her opens up her to any potential suitor. Okay, now when she comes to a kohen, it happens to be that she has a secondary problem. She's called a grusha. But what you did was take away any bonds.
Really, a kohen can't marry a married woman either. So really, it's...
What do you mean he can't marry?
A kohen can't marry a married woman, right?
No one can marry a married woman.
Right. So really, by getting married, she's being asked to the kohen. Along with everybody else. Here, you're just opening it up. You're not asking her to a kohen now. She's not now asking to a kohen. When she got married, she was asking to a kohen. So really, it's just...
Let me say the same thing about anybody.
No, but
okay.
She's an Eishes Ish to everyone right now.
Practical.
She's an Eishes Ish to everyone.
Exactly. So to everybody. But now all it's doing is opening you up to some people. The fact that he said all people and not some people
adding
is differently.
Right? Because he's not adding an extra sister. She couldn't marry the kohen before. She still can't marry the kohen.
But by the slave, you're adding now. You're saying now you're awesome to all these people.
So you're giving another way of answering the question.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
A little bit,
so let's hear it. Let me hear again. What are you saying?
Basically, when you get married, you're awesome to everybody, right?
Right.
And by getting divorced, now you're open to certain people. It happens to be that there are certain people that you can't be open to ever once you get married, right? And that happens, you know, a coin.
Okay.
But by a slave, you're now opening her to everybody, but assuring her also to certain people. You know what I mean?
I think it's, you're saying...
Like you're, it's really, you are assuring her to people.
By the shifa.
Yeah.
Right, so you're not saying something different.
But meaning, when you get divorced, when a regular woman gets divorced, she's not being assured, she's not assured to certain people. She was already assured to those people. So you're not changing anything. You're just opening her up now to new people. Now you're mutter to anybody who you could possibly be mutter to.
Okay, hold that thought. That might be what the Haggah and the Rush is saying. That second, it might be. But let's hold off on that. I hear what you're saying. Okay? I just want to stress that yesterday I think we forced this into the Tosafot Rashi. I don't think that's the case. So that's for Rashi, just with Rashi. Then to keep things simple, we saw the other approach of the Meiri, which is also the approach of the Tosafot Ri. And I don't know if anyone got a chance to look in the Talmud of Rashba. Did you see it?
It's like
verbatim, right? It's almost the same exact lesson. Tosafot Ri is on Adaf. Basically says, what's the problem? Tosafot Ri says, Hareya Mutaris Lo Omar Kolom Sharei Asura Hi Velo Shayach Lashon Heter B'Shichrura She B'Shichrur Shashichrur Eina Matira. The simple act of simply saying you're out of here is not enough. Ad Shetitpo. Until you go to the mikvah. Again, that was the same thing that was in the Meiri. You have the Talmud Rashba there, or it's is it buried? You want to just read it? It's one line, right? So they all have that same, essentially the same idea that, like Chaim said, it's a technicality, it's a technical problem. It's not true when I say to the Shivcha, I'm Mutaris L'Chaladam, that I was matir her with my act of being Meshachar. That's not true. There's more that's left to the process. And we explained that a little bit yesterday, as meaning that I'm not actually the matir. It's my act of being Meshachar. It's part of the process, but I can't refer to that as the thing that's matir her. Right? My act of releasing her. My statement, you're released. That is not the matir. That's not the thing that's not the thing that opens her up to other men. Because she still has to be tovelas. I put her in a path of being able to do that. That's true. So maybe the Havmin to say that would be good. Because I'm basically the first step in that process. By doing that, I put her on that trajectory to go ahead and to be tovelas. No. Gemara is saying that's not true. Gemara is saying you look at the very, according to Miri, you have to look at the very thing which is the matir. It's the tzvila which is the matir. Right? If you want to look at it in terms of what was the havamina, the Gemara even discusses that. So here you can see a havamina. Havmina is that, yeah, without me, there would be no tefillah. So maybe I get the credit as being the matir. The answer is no. You have to look at the end. What was the very thing that was matir? If she would stop after the shichur and never go to mikvah, it's not mutar lechalal, no. Right? Everyone catch that? Yeah, so what's Talmud Rashba say? Good. You need the tefillah after the get. Right, it's the same idea. Same idea. He talks about hatarata. Over here he talks about shahura. It's the same basic idea, different language. So it's always nice to see when you see a number of Rishonim saying the same idea, so that certainly shows you that they're thinking in a certain direction, right? There's only a limited amount of possibilities or possible ways to look at something, right? So you see a number of Rishonim, so a lot of times guys are concerned, oh, why'd he say that if someone else said that already? Well, first of all, they didn't always know what each other was saying. They lived in different parts of the universe, different parts of the world. Right? It's not like today where a guy says something and a minute later it's on the internet or it's on YouTube. You know, it's not like that. You have to think about it. It took a long time for things to, especially the written word, to travel from one place to another. Right? You had peddlers that came and they would buy things and take manuscripts from one place to another. It would take a long time. And some things were never seen in the person's lifetime until much later.
It strengthens the conviction. You see that, like, you just throw them to separate areas and, like, the methodology...
That's my point. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. It's like, you see, they still came up with the same idea. Now, when they say it, sometimes you'll see the exact same language. Right? That's what really leads me to believe that there was some interaction, or sometimes they're Talmidim of the same people, and as they got the same Masorah. But when it's different language with the same exact idea, exactly that point, that you see they're coming up with the same idea, same approach. All right, now let's look at the Tosfos HaRosh. So that's Rashi just on his own. Let's look at the Tosfos HaRosh. And yesterday, I think it was Richie who was asking, is the Tosfos HaRosh answering for Rashi? So yesterday I was a little bit on the fence about it. Today I'm pretty certain that he's not answering for Rashi. He's asking Kasha on Rashi and he's rejecting Rashi. In the first half of the Tosfos HaRosh. That second Hagah, right, that Ha'ara from the Sfaradi Tahor, that he's trying to answer for Rashi.
Also, that explanation we just gave before.
That's just for Rashi.
That was very similar to his...
I know, that's what I tried to say yesterday. I mistakenly was forced to enter Tosfos HaRosh, and I would like to clear the air and say I don't think it was the right thing to do. So let's look over the Tosfos HaRosh. Someone want to read it? Because I was also working with the impression that, yeah, he's trying to answer for Rashi. But now I see he's not answering for Rashi. He's saying, oh, Rashi is difficult, Rashi is schwer, and that's it. I have a better answer than Rashi. All right, someone want to read? Someone who hasn't read in a while? Avi Markowitz, want to give it a try? Did you? Did you read it? I thought you specifically said, yeah, I'll be back in a minute. If you wait a minute or two. Right, you're walking over there, you're taking care of something. Right?
Same thing as we, like...
Oh, no, the Shukhasa.
Can you give me that? No, we skipped that. Which one is that?
4-8.
No, I got that.
Ayin Beit, where it says Ayin
Beit. Oh, okay, I got that, yeah.
Omer L'Shifchasa.
Omer L'Shifchasa. Arayat Muteres L'Chal Adam Lo Omer L'Lo
Klon. Well, Omer L'Lo Klon. It's like an expression. Omer L'Lo Klon didn't do anything. He didn't accomplish anything. He didn't say anything. Pirush Rashi.
L'Fi She'eno...
Yeah.
Al
Yaday.
I was gonna say Al Yaday Cheres Lefiche. I can't even see these words.
Neeseres. It's a little blurry. Neeseres. She's forbidden. Le'avadim.
Le'avadim Al Yaday.
Good.
Cheres.
Good. Stop. So. What's he saying? This is his kasha on Rashi. This is just quoting Rashi, rather. He's just saying what Rashi says. That why is it a problem?
Because she's forbidden through the chiras.
Because you're forbidding her through the chiras. It's not that you're being mati her, you're forbidding her. Okay, it's true. You're also permitting her, but to say mutaras al-chaladam, it's an inappropriate way of describing your act. That's Rashi's problem.
Rashi,
because you're forbidding her to the Eved, who she was previously mutaras to. Since she's now Bas Chorin, she can't be with that Eved anymore.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Why, a regular person can't marry an Eved?
Right.
Aval.
Isha.
What?
Aval Isha.
Oh, we skipped over to
Gabi Isha. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Aval Gabi Isha. I'm sorry, man. I wasn't looking.
Aval Gabi Isha.
Tough guy. Matir, right? Aval Gabi Isha. What's he doing? He is being Matir to everybody. But what do you say? Interesting Russian. Anyone that she couldn't be with because of her bond to him, now she's mutaris too.
That's Rashi's lashon also.
Yeah, I'm saying it's an interesting lashon.
Meaning also everybody who she was able to be with because of him, she now can't be.
What do you mean?
Another slave. Is it the case of slaves or the wife?
No, he's distinguishing. This is the wife case.
Oh, okay.
Right?
That's not true either.
What do you mean?
It's an exception.
To which?
Because of him. She may have been...
Right, it's the ones that are specifically because of him. Right, the ones that are specifically
because of him. It merely means any previous marriage.
Because of the marriage, right. Because she's married, because she's spoken for. The kashali. Now he has his kasha. What's his kasha? Ihachi.
Yeah.
If that's so...
Yeah,
that's the
place. Oh, I got it. B'shivcha
Nami name Mahachi. Say the same thing. Right? Say the same thing.
Shehu Matira L'kal Adam Shenasra
Shenasra Lahem Machmato
Machmato Shehaisa Shivcha.
Stop there. That's his kasha. He has a problem with Rashi. He has a problem with Rashi. What's his problem with Rashi? He's saying, Rashi, you're trying to be Mechali. You're trying to tell me that it works for Isha because what are you doing? You're granting her access to all those men that she couldn't be with because she was with the husband. That's why it's good. Mutaz l'chaldam. What does it mean, Mutaz l'chaldam? It means, kol adam that was previously in the Aseres Aleha machmaso. So he says, so say the same thing for the Shivcha. Any man that she wasn't able to be with before because she was a shifcha, she's now mutaris to him. That's his kasha.
That's not how we read Rashi.
What do you mean?
That's not how we made Mechalik.
No, he's saying, why don't you say it this way? Again, what's Rashi?
That's how he's reading Rashi.
What's Rashi's chiluk? Rashi's saying, in the case of the shifcha, you can't do this because you're really creating Isser.
Right.
You're creating Isser, you're not creating Ether. Oh, but by the Isha, what are you doing? Yeah, of course you can say Mujahid L'chol Adam. That's a good lashon. Why? Because you're letting her marry anyone that she couldn't marry before because of you.
Right.
So he says, if that's what you're going to say for the Isha, if you can tell me that's why it works for Isha, so I could say the same thing for the woman. It's true, you're asking her on an Eved, right? But you're also opening her up to marry anyone here that she's able to be married to.
Right. I'm saying we have to ignore the way we read Rashi. I mean,
what do you mean?
The
explanation that we gave Rashi.
Yeah, we explain Rashi that they're not comparable, the two. The way we explain it.
Right, he's not learning that way.
We read Rashi. Tosfos is reading it.
Exactly.
Ignore how we.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to distinguish now. This is a different approach.
Okay.
And he has a problem with Rashi. He's not looking at essential, non-essential. He's saying, look, Rashi, just look at the process. Just look at Rashi in terms of the process. What did you do? You freed up this woman and she's able to marry whoever she wants. Before she wasn't able to do that because she was your wife. Oh, this woman that you're being shachar, she wasn't able to marry certain people because she was your shifcha. Oh, but now you took away that status, she's able to marry anyone that she couldn't marry before because she was your shifcha. He's ignoring the fact that there's an Isser on the Eved. The Isser on the Eved is not consequential. Right? Fine. Isser on the Eved, that's true. But what am I doing? I'm allowing her to marry anyone that she couldn't marry before. Okay, there's also a side, there's a fallout. The fallout is that she can't marry an Eved.
Right.
But in terms of the process of being Matir, it's good. That's you look at it that way, in terms of the comparison. Is everyone clear on that? Let me say it again, if anyone's not clear. The Rosh is saying, Rashi, why are you so sure that it works for a woman? We know it works for a woman. Why are you saying it works for a woman? Because you're saying that any man that was unavailable to her before, by virtue of the fact that she was married, is now available, you're Matir, but I'll say the same thing for the Shevcha. any man that was off limits because she was a shifra is now available. Forget about the fact that she's an eved. An eved is just a bonus while you're a shifra. Right? But as far as those people that were not accessible while you were shifra, they're all mutaris now. They're all permissible to her. Yes? That's his kash on Rashi.
But he sticks less to his negatives, like call it dumb sounds like every
called meaning who? Rashi.
Yeah, Rashi makes sense. More sense. He's at least in terms of semantics.
Yeah, what do you mean?
He's sticking
to I mean Rashi in his Taina. When Rashi says the reason why it doesn't work is because it's not true that Mutar is a Chol Adam.
Yeah, because he seems like he's sticking closer to the text.
He says, it's not a Chol Adam. This is not a Chol Adam. You mean, why is he not bothered by that?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
You say the Chol Adam that you were. He's adding condition on
the That's what he's explaining the Chol Adam.
Right.
He's explaining the Chol Adam that you previously were not available to. That's what you're right. He's stressing that aspect of it. Rashi in the simple, the Rashi way we explain it is saying, no, the Chol Adam is a Chol Adam. Good. So what's his answer? So he says, I have a better pshat than Rashi, says the Rosh. What's his pshat? Yeah, book off. Nearly Lefarish.
Oh, yeah. Nearly Lefarish. Delo Amar Klum Lefi She'esar Shpisa.
Hashifcha.
Hashifcha.
Toloi. Ba'avdus Sha'aleha. The calls Manshalef. Kiyami Mena Ha'avdus. Ein Roshan Heter Moel Ba. So what's he saying?
This wasn't what we said about Rashi.
So I'm gonna, no. Yesterday I thought it was, but now I'm saying it's not. Again, what do we say for Rashi? We said for Rashi, there's a difference between taking away the shifchus and allowing her to be with everyone else. But now you created the Isser of Aved, as opposed to the case of the Isha, where that's not what you did. But case of Isha, you took away their bond to the husband. And now she happens to be a grusha, and therefore she has a problem. What's he saying over here? Just factually, what's he saying? He's saying, I'll tell you why it doesn't work when you use this language for the shifcha. Why doesn't it work when you use the language for the shifcha?
Depends on the avdus.
What's dependent on the avdus?
The heter, her being allowed to marry.
Because right now, the reason why she's off limits is because of the avdus. In order to permit her, right? We need to speak to the thing that's keeping her back.
But again, it doesn't.
To say the Lashon of Mutares, it doesn't do that. Mutares is sort of as a consequence. It's a consequence. But it's not the essence.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the essence of the bar. Thing that's preventing her from being with other people is essentially what? The fact that she's a shifcha. So what are you saying when you're saying mutares? You're speaking to a consequence of the situation. It's true. Once you're not a shifcha, then you're mutares. But I can't undo the whole relationship by speaking to a consequence. That's what he's saying. Is everyone clear on that? Just give an example. We discussed it before. An example, like the guy.
Is not sufficient.
Right. So Glenn's saying that really what we're talking about here is essence and accident. The essence of what keeps her from being accessible is her shifcha status, right? So that's what I have to describe when I try to release her. When I want to release her, I have to speak to the essence of the thing. Now it's true. Once she's no longer a shifcha, she's mutaris. But that's a consequence. That's accidental. So you want to tell me that... You okay?
Yeah.
So when you want to tell me, says the Rosh, that Mutaris L'chol Adam is Lo Omer V'lo Klum, I'll tell you why it's Lo Omer V'lo Klum by the Shifcha. Why? Because you're describing only a consequence or an accident of the relationship. You didn't speak to the essence of the relationship. You want to undo the relationship? You speak to the Shifchas.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use a Lashon of Bas Chayru. Right? You are a free woman. That's what you have to say. You're free. Oh, you're free. Now I know, mutaris. Then you don't have to tell me mutaris. So why does it work by Ishus?
Because there, by you saying you're committed to all men, that is the essence of
good.
Marriage.
Why is that the essence?
Why? Because that's what marriage is that you are
Exactly.
Not your...
Yeah, you're not Mutaris.
Right, what's the...
You're Miuchad. You're Miuchad.
What's the opposite of permitted?
Restricted.
That is what Kiddushin does. We saw yesterday, Tosus says, what does it mean when you say Harei At Mikudasha? So Gemara says it's like Hekdish. Hekdish means basically I'm putting an Isser on you. That's it. I'm putting a status. The status is a status of Miuchad, Miuchedasli, for me and not for anyone else. When I say you're Mutaris L'Chaladam, I took away the very essence of the problem. The essence of what keeps the woman unavailable to others is that she's Miuchedes, is that she's Asura. So now I tell you, Mutaris, okay. Now we're speaking to the essence. That's the Rush. The Rush is rejecting Rashi. The Rush is not saying we're going to fit this into Rashi. The Rush does not like Rashi's pshat. The Rush is, if you want to like Rashi, then you wind up saying they're both good. There's a different answer. So now we have three answers. Three answers to explain the Gemara. The first answer that we saw is the Mi'iri, the Talmud Rashba, and the Tosas Ri saying that the problem is insofar as you're describing the wrong stage in the process. You're speaking to the wrong stage in the process because you're not the Matir. You're not the Matir. You can't say, Harayat Mutaris. You could say, I'm a Shachriyu. But you're not mutaris because I'm a shachar. You're
a slave.
You're only mutaris when you go to the mikvah. That's what seals the deal. That's what makes you mutaris. I released you. Now you can go to the mikvah. So I can't describe my process as that which is matir. That was one approach. That's the problem. The second approach was Rashi's approach. That simply, linguistically, you're saying something that's not true. You're saying that you're matir, but really what you're doing is creating isser. So it's two different approaches. Right? The Rush is saying, I'm sorry, the Mi'iri is saying you're describing the wrong part of the process as being the Matir. Right? Chaim called it a technical problem. Rashi is saying, no, linguistically, you're saying something that's not true. Simply not true. The Rush is saying something totally different. The Rush is saying you're speaking to a non-essential part of the status. That is not going to work to uproot the status. In order to uproot the status, you have to speak to the essence of the status. Yes? Good. So now we have three different approaches. We have the problem with Rashi. Not this problem with Rashi, but the first problem with Rashi about the Kohen, which we've answered. And now, what about the Rosh's Kasha with Rashi? Can you answer that? So that's what this Haggadah does over here. This lesson of Kuda, which we didn't get to yesterday, he tries to answer up for Rashi. Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question.
Well, Anias Daiti, can I keep you focused? Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Well, Anias Daiti, Nira. Liyashu Perish Rashi.
Good. So he says, you know what? This Hagar over here says, I'm going to answer up the Rosh's Kasha on Rashi. I'll tell you why Rashi still makes good sense. Why?
The Hachikamar.
Good.
This is what he's talking about. When he says you're good to all men, that's a lomar.
Yeah, you got a whole cup over here, okay? It's a little bit of a fancy word. He's saying this is what it means when the person says harayat mutaris l'chol adam. What does it mean?
What's lomar? Milvad mashehi mutaris lo achshav hu matira gam kein liyisrael shahaita asur kvar.
Stop. When he says to the woman, to his wife, you mutaris l'chol adam, what is he saying to her? What is he saying to her?
In addition,
right,
to who you're referred to now,
right,
you're referred to more people.
Right, I'm putting you back on the market. Now, not only are you going to still be permissible to me, right, which is the case, as long as she hasn't been someone else in the middle, right, not only are you permissible to me, but you're permissible to everyone else that you weren't permissible to until now. Right, you know, you're sort of adding to her pool of available men, right, you're adding. That's what he wants to say. Mutaris l'chol adam. Not just mutaris to me, mutaris l'chol adam. I'm going to share.
And then to Kohen.
One second. Mashe'en kein
gabe shivcha. Which is not the case by shivcha. The lo shayach lomar kein. It's not shayach to say this. Shehu matira gam kein l'mishayta sura. That you're permitted to everyone that you were asked for before.
Right.
Dimashma dimulvad shahaita muteres la'evid hi muteres gam kein l'Yisrael.
Saying this is what Rashi means. Rashi means when it says muteres l'chol adam, he means not you're saying not just to me but to everyone here. So he says, you can't say that for an evet. This is Rashi's problem, according to this approach. Rashi's problem is that you cannot say this because it's simply not true. What do you mean? What would you be saying? Not only are you mutaras to the avadim, but you're also mutaras to everyone else. That's simply not true. Because once I'm free from a shifra.
What's the saying?
Saying? Harei mutaras to cholam.
What does that mean?
Behold, you are free to everyone. Free to all mankind.
Are you saying all mankind? Saying according to this?
Yeah, according to this.
Oh, what does that translate into? Translates into, not only are you permissible to me, you're permissible to everyone.
Oh, so once they get divorced, they're allowed to get remarried?
Yeah, that's that happens to be true.
Right. Okay. So now why does that translate into?
That's okay, by Ishus.
How does that translate into by?
By the Shifra. Right, so if that's what that phraseology means, that's Rashi's problem. Because you're saying to her, not only are you permissible to Avadim, but you're permissible to everyone else. That's not factually correct.
Those don't seem equal.
What do you mean?
He's saying...
Who was the woman married to before? She was married to me. I'm her class of men that she has available to her. Just me. So I don't say, you know what? It's not just me, it's everybody. The Shifra. Who is the Shifra allowed to be with? The Eved. So I'll tell you, it's not just the Eved, it's everyone else. That's not true. That's not true. Huh? What happened? Go ahead. That sounds like a lot of commotion. The Ze'eno. He says, the Ze'eno. It's not true. It's not true. Why? The Hakishim Mitaras Yisrael Neseres Le'evet. He wants to say, that's what Rashi means. So the Rosh's question on Rashi is not a question.
It's a clarification.
He said, this is what Rashi means. And this is why Rashi is chiluk, is a good chiluk. Because Rashi is looking at, what does it mean when you say Mutaras L'Cholav? Mutaras L'Cholav means broadening your horizons. But you can't say broadening in the sense of the Shifra in the same way that you mean it for the man, because you're ushering one population and you're permitting another population. It's not including more. What? Is it quantitative?
No, it's just a subject. It's like, what are you using as your subject? The subject you're using, like, is just like me.
It's me plus.
Right, me plus.
It's X plus. Right. You want to say, the chalda means it's X plus everyone. The chalda. So what's X? X, in the case of the Isha, is me. Me plus the chalda, that's good. X, if X is the Eved, plus Kolodim? No, that simply does not work.
That's such a small box to put Muteres Kolodim into, that it has to be that exact lashon. Shaitim Muteres Le'evet, Muteres Gam Kein Le'Yisrael. Like, what? It's a very that seems very forced to put it into that box.
It's the Chiddush. You mean to say that's what it means?
To say that's what the Kolodim has to mean that.
Well, isn't that what it means?
No, he'll say it means the Kolodim. Well, what's that?
The Kolodim means everything.
No, that's true. But the being based on the problem being is that what is not the whole Adam. The problem is being where you're deriving the whole Adam from me. That's where the issue.
Right.
Is.
No, because he's saying whole Adam means it's everyone, meaning include what you had before plus everything else. That's what the whole Adam means. That's what he's really saying. Whole Adam means everybody. Now, what is everybody? Everybody means from where you started plus everyone who remains.
Uh-huh.
So that's true by Isha. That's true by Isha because now she's available to everyone. Oh, but by Eved, by Shifra, it's not true because she started Eved. So the same for Adam is not true. It's simply not true. So it's the same idea of Rashi that it's a linguistic problem, but he's saying this is the problem. So if this is the problem, then the Rosh's kasha about being Mechalek and saying it should also apply. No, it's not true. So like a defense of Rashi. So more narrow reading of what Rashi means when he says l'chol adam. Now, if you think about it, it sounds radical at the first, when you first hear it. But if you think about it, like Ben's saying, no, it makes good sense because l'chol adam means l'chol adam, like Chaim was saying before also. L'chol adam means everybody. So what is everybody? Everybody means whatever you have now plus everything you don't have, and that only works to someone that has access to everybody. But someone that doesn't have access to everybody. It's not true.
Could you say that before she was this woman had only access to those people who were avodim?
Yeah.
Which was a limited pool.
That's right.
And now she's part and she's able to have the more extensive pool. Because you have the exception on the other one.
Right,
also,
so you're saying that, no, you don't. Not an essential exception. This is an essential exception.
Okay, I can go the other way. Can you say that she, just because she, he doesn't have to divorce her to make her accessible to everybody else, he could leave this world. He could die. So, yeah, in so which case, she by dying or killing himself, yeah. She is now accessible even to the Kohana.
Okay. Well, let's
so, see. You know, I mean, we can pull Kate.
But what does that mean? So, therefore what?
So now she...
But here we're talking about a case where he's trying to divorce. He's trying to release her. You're right.
So he doesn't have to release her to me. He can make her...
She could be, but that's a different process. Okay. That's true. You're right. A woman who's an Alman has a different status than a woman who's a Grusha.
So, but she's not accessible to everybody.
Who? The Almana?
If she...
Kangolo. She's a sort of Kangolo.
So each one has its limitations.
That's true. So that's true, but in terms of the process of releasing, the lotion that I use has to make sense for what's happening.
For the condition.
For the condition, that's right.
Okay.
You're correct. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very true. Okay, so I think we clarified this. At least I feel it's been satisfactory. Clarified it. Huh? Mm-hmm. Agree?
Yeah.
It's clear. I mean, your question's still a good question. I'd like to maybe think about it a little bit.
You think about that for a second?
Which? Hal's question? You understand his question?
Yeah, you want to say it again, but I was thinking about it before.
The question is, why is the Rosh not concerned with Rashi's problem of creating Isser? He's sort of ignoring that. He's saying, listen, I don't know, let's look at that. Look at the reason why you're saying it works for the Isha. It works for the Isha because you're being Matir, right? So okay. If you're being Matir to people that were Usher to her because she was married, say the same thing about the Shivcha. You're Matiring her to people that she was Usher to Asura to because she was a Shivcha. That's his taina. So, okay, this answer speaks to that taina. This answer of the Haggadah speaks to that taina. But what Hal is saying is, why in that question or that taina is he ignoring or willing to ignore Rashi's other factor of Isser, creating Isser? That's right. That's your question.
But even,
good question.
Even or not, if the guy's a Kohen and he divorces his wife, she's still divorced.
Yeah, of course.
And he can't take her back.
So, no, because he's
still
not
Matthew.
He's
it only works for a lady.